BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Two people have been killed by an explosion at a rally in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, to mark the first anniversary of the uprising that toppled the country's pro-Russian president. David Stern reports.
An amateur video shows a procession of a few hundred people marching down one of Kharkiv's main streets. And then the blast. The crowd scatters, terrified. A man writhes in agony on the ground. Another lies lifeless on the snow. There have been other bomb attacks and explosions in Kharkiv in recent weeks, but this was the deadliest so far. Many fear the fighting is now spreading to this strategic city, which is just a half hour's drive from the Russian border.
200 kilometres away on the front line of the conflict between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists, ceasefire monitors say they're still waiting to be told which routes will be used to withdraw heavy weapons. The Grand Sheikh of Sunni Islam's most respected seat of learning has called for a radical overhaul of religious teaching to combat the spread of extremism in Muslim countries. Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, who's the Grand Imam of Cairo's Al-Azhar University, said a historical misreading of the Quran and the life of the Prophet Muhammad had encouraged intolerant interpretations of Islam. Witnesses in the northeastern Nigerian town of Patiscombe say a bomb strapped to a young girl has exploded outside a market. At least five people were killed and 20 injured. Will Ross reports from Nigeria.
Eyewitnesses say the young girl, who may have been less than 10 years old, had explosives strapped to her body. At a checkpoint near a market in Patiscombe town, the explosives were detonated. Although Boko Haram has not commented on this incident, it has used female suicide bombers a lot over the last year. It's not clear whether such explosions are triggered remotely or whether those wearing the devices are brainwashed or even aware of what they're doing. The jihadist group has been trying to seize territory to create an Islamic state in northern Nigeria. Some of the towns and villages it held have now been retaken by the military.
The US Secretary of Homeland Security says he is taking seriously a threat by the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab to attack shopping centres in America, Canada and Britain. Jay Johnson said there had been an evolution of the threat posed by jihadist groups.
We're in a new phase in the global terrorist threat right now, which involves core Al-Qaeda, but now other groups, the ISIL group being the most prominent example of that, with very effective use of video, publication, social media, and the internet that have the ability to reach into communities, reach into homelands, and inspire independent actors to commit acts of violence. We've got to be vigilant.
World News from the BBC. Syria has described a Turkish operation to relocate a historic Ottoman tomb inside Syrian territory as an act of flagrant aggression. 600 Turkish troops crossed the border to move to safety the remains of Suleiman Shah, the grandfather of the first Ottoman Sultan, and rescue the soldiers who'd been guarding his tomb. A Roman Catholic priest from India has been released in Afghanistan after being kidnapped and held as a hostage for 8 months. Father Alexis Prem Kumar of the Jesuit Refugee Service had been abducted after visiting a school for returned refugees in western Afghanistan. It's not publicly known who the kidnappers were. Last-minute preparations are underway in Los Angeles for the film industry's biggest annual awards ceremony, the Oscars. Workers have erected a removable protective tent over the red carpet after weather forecasters warned that heavy rain could hit the event. This year's nominees include many Hollywood veterans, including Michael Keaton, Reese Witherspoon and Julianne Moore.
The final touches are being put to the red carpet. It's nearly showtime. It's the culmination of a hectic award season. But are the stars aligning for Eddie Redmayne?
I'm a cosmologist.
What's that?
I study the marriage of space and time.
His portrayal of Stephen Hawking has him tipped for Best Actor.
Wind back the clock.
Co-star Felicity Jones up for Best Actress.
Alistair Leithhead. There's been criticism of the failure to nominate any non-white actors for the four main acting awards, especially with Selma, the biopic of Martin Luther King, being among the nominees in other categories. Hundreds of Italian football supporters have gathered outside their local stadium to protest about the financial crisis that's plunged the future of their favourite team into doubt. The Italian Football Federation postponed the match between Parma FC and Udinese as Parma couldn't afford to pay stewards or security costs. BBC News.